wait a minute. I think I've got the wrong song. School's actually back in session, and the next 2 months are going to be busy. Adding on to student activities, homework, after-school programs, and part-time jobs is students' involvement in politics. This is a historical year politically, and campaigns are trying to get youth involved. But can we make a difference? And better yet, do we have the time? Lillian Warner from Weekday High explains more.
Sometimes I hear adults say that teenagers are lazy when it comes to politics. But I know lots of teens who are able to find ways to be politically active. There are also many groups in Seattle that recruit teens to participate in local and national politics. So why do we still get stuck with the stereotype of being apathetic? I talked with a couple of my friends about how busy they are and how that affects them politically. Take Laura Lee Dutson. She's a senior at Seattle Prep and is one of the busiest people I know.
I'm involved in too many activities. Every day is a new activity. So here we go. I got lacrosse, peer ministry, I'm a Kairos leader, youth board of Rebuilding Together Seattle. I babysit. I work at Tilly's Coffee. It's a lot.
With all the stuff Laura Lee has on her plate, it's no surprise she finds it hard to keep up with politics, much less actively participate in them, which isn't to say she doesn't want to.
I wish I knew more about politics, man. I don't know jack squat about that stuff. I don't even know if I'm a Democrat or a Republican.
It's a problem. I should probably get informed on the issues.
But just because Laura Lee and other busy teens aren't involved in politics, there are lots of teens who are. A group called Washington Bus travels around Washington State to get young people excited about politics. Toby Crittenden is the outreach director at Washington Bus. He says that youth involvement is at an all-time high.
Our generation, the millennial generation, is the single most active age group in terms of volunteering and community service. And there's been research, and they've actually found that the millennial generation, percentage-wise, does more volunteer work.
We might be the most active generation, but maybe this makes us hesitant to add things that can be time-consuming or boring to our already hectic schedules.
Annie and I both got offered to work at the polls to, like, help and volunteer, and there's, 100 other kids doing it, and you get paid $145 to sit there for 16 hours and help people with their ballots and stuff. And, you know, it's really important that we have people helping, you know, keeping stuff straight, our votes straight, but it's 16 hours, and, like, it makes me think that I'd rather be able to go to bed and sleep and have a nice lunch and have fun this summer than help out with politics.
Helping at the poll booth sounds less than appealing, so it's no wonder some teens don't bother with politics at all. Crittenden says that this is one reason why young people don't help in politics more often.
I think the thing that keeps young people from participating in the political world so much is that there's not necessarily a way to get involved that is like a first step. I think there's a lot of groups that are out there and organizations and the parties and everything that are, they do lots of really big stuff, and they kind of expect people to go from 0 to 100 very quickly. And if you look at young people, the biggest scary thing about getting involved is that you don't necessarily know what you're doing for the first time.
Fortunately for us, there are ways that people are making politics fun and accessible for teens.
What we love doing at the bus is we love making our opportunities so much more part of what somebody would want to do. So if, you know, everybody, no matter how busy you are, does something fun, does something that's relaxed and to unwind. So what we do at the bus is we find where people are having fun, having a good time, whether it's at the beach, whether it's at a concert, and we plug people in. So you can go volunteer, you can be at the beach, and you can be registering people to vote, or you can be at a concert and you can be doing voter education. There's no reason that politics and fun have to be not hand in hand. Our whole thing is, make it as fun as possible, and people will see that it's not just something that you have to fit in around your busy schedule, but it can actually be a part of your everyday.
So, if groups like Washington Bus keep growing, will young people find a way to include politics in our crammed schedules? I hope so, because then maybe we'd all be able to shake some of the stereotypes that surround us. I'm Lillian Warner for Weekday High.
Weekday High is a high school internship program of KUOW Public Radio in Seattle. During the summer, students spend time learning about radio reporting and broadcasting. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org. And please let us know what you are doing to get involved in politics. YouthCast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening.